From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Welcome back with me, Putri, and I will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Here is the news first headlines. G20 presidency an opportunity for micro, small and medium enterprises to go global. More than 350 civilians confirmed killed in Ukraine so far. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs have become a focus because of their significant role and contribution to the national economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Thus, the momentum of the G20 presidency should help MSMEs actors to work on opportunities to go global. For this reason, various efforts, especially collaboration, are needed to encourage MSMEs to make the most profit economically. Director of the Integrated Financial Service Sector Policy Group, or GKKT, of the Financial Service Authority, OJK, and Deputy for the Sharia and MSMEs Task Force, Gretman Rajab, said, "One of the important roles of MSMEs in Indonesia's economy is in non-oil and gas export, which have reached 15.65% of the total exports nationally. Therefore, the OJK is continuing to support the development of the MSMEs ecosystem, which includes the fashion, culinary, horticulture, creative economy, furniture, and livestock sectors, so that they can become export priorities." Furthermore, Rajab stressed that MSMEs must take advantage of the G20 presidency to boost business opportunities in the green sector. State-owned telecommunication company PT Telkom Indonesia is committed to providing world-class digital services in the national capital city IKN Nusantara. This was stated by Telkom President Director Riri Adriansyah in a written statement received by Antara on Saturday. The development plan in IKN will cover three digital business domains comprising connectivity, platform and services in synergy with all subsidiaries and also the government. PT Bukit Asam and PT Jasa Marga will build on solar power plant along the Bali Mandara Toll Road to support Indonesia's G20 presidency in 2022 and the efforts to reduce global carbon emission. Business Director of Jasa Marga Reza Febriano stated that the Bali Mandara Toll Road as one of the infrastructures that will support the 2022 G20 presidency has grown increasingly environment-friendly with the construction of the solar power plant to source the energy for operational needs of this toll road. He deemed the initiative as aligning with the idea of sustainable energy transition, which is one of the three focuses of the G20 agenda. This view motivated the cooperation with Bukit Asam to develop the solar power plant. This project contributed to the realization of Jasa Marga Group's sustainable toll roads efforts. Let's move on to the international news. At least 351 civilians are confirmed to have been killed in Ukraine since Russian troops invaded on February 24th and another 707 wounded. This was said by monitors from the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, on Saturday. Most of the civilian casualties were caused by explosive weapons with a wide impact area, including shelling from heavy artillery and multi-launch rocket systems, and from missiles and airstrikes. The mission said hundreds of civilians casualties alleged in the town of Volnovakha, where attempts were underway to open a safe evacuation corridor through encircling Russian forces, were yet to be corroborated. Russia and Ukraine will hold a third round of talks on Monday about ending hostilities, Ukrainian negotiator David Arakamiya said in a Facebook post on Saturday, without providing further details. On Thursday, the sides agreed to open humanitarian corridors to allow civilians out of some combat zone, although there have been delays in implementing them. Ukraine said on Saturday the talks had not produced result, but that it would keep pursuing negotiations. Sydney, Australia's most populous city, braced for more rain on Sunday after being drenched by heavy downpours over the past week as the death toll from flooding across the eastern part of the country reached 17. A wild weather system that dumped more than a year's worth of rainfall over a week in southern Queensland and northern New South Wales brought widespread destruction, leaving thousands of people in the state's displaced and sweeping away property, livestock and roads. 17 people have been killed since the deluge began. The Bureau of Meteorology of New South Wales said a new weather system could bring another round of heavy rains, raising the risk of flooding. Malaysia's Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob has confirmed on Saturday that the country's borders will be reopened soon. This will allow more Malaysians to spend time with their family members during Idul Fitri in May. The Malaysian government is in the process of implementing a vaccinated travel lane or VTL by land with Brunei and Thailand to allow for travel to and from Malaysia with these two countries. This will add to existing VTL arrangement with Singapore, another with Indonesia is still under planning. Well, listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesian Ambassador and Sri Lankan Mass Media Minister agree on exploring cooperation potential. Indonesian Ambassador to Sri Lanka and Maldives Dewi Gustina Tobing and Sri Lankan Mass Media Minister Dulas Allahabharuma agreed to explore cooperation potential to strengthen the two countries' relations. This was the result of the meeting on Wednesday, March 2nd. Ambassador Dewi and Minister Dulas shared information about the historic relations between Indonesia and Sri Lanka since before the 15th century. It became stronger after the diplomatic relation was opened on August 6, 1952. The two also shared info about the two countries' leaders' role in initiating the Asia-Africa Conference that resulted in the non-aligned movement. Specifically, Ambassador Dewi explained about Indonesia's readiness to host the 144th Inter-Parliamentary Union or IPU Assembly to be held in Nusa Dua, Bali on March 20 to 24, 2024. Meanwhile, Minister Dulas said he would join the 144th IPU Assembly in Bali along with the Sri Lankan Parliament Speaker and members. He hoped to meet with the Indonesian Communication and Informatics Minister on the visit to Indonesia. Ambassador Dewi further elaborated various cooperation potentials with Sri Lanka to be optimized, including in communication and economy. In economy, Ambassador Dewi emphasized that the two nations shared complementary relations in industry, while for other products Sri Lanka can use the quality of Indonesian products to fulfill their domestic needs. The ambassador also explained about the ongoing efforts such as encouraging the start of Indonesia-Sri Lanka Provincial Trade Agreement negotiation. He hoped for Minister Dula's support for this plan. Minister Dulas agreed to push the beginning of PTA negotiation. In the mass media and communication sector, Minister Dulas was interested in studying Indonesian regulation in media and informatics, in establishing cooperation between the two nations' ministries through a MOU, as well as in journalism education institutions in Indonesia. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Head of the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, Benny Ramdhani, stated they are responsible for Indonesian migrant workers who have been evacuated from Ukraine to return to their hometowns after undergoing quarantine. In a virtual press conference from Jakarta on Friday, Benny Ramdhani conveyed the facilities provided include shelter for those who have not received a return schedule, as well as transportation tickets to return to their respective hometowns. He said, in the group of Indonesian citizens who had been evacuated from Ukraine and arrived in the country, there were 30 people with the status of migrant workers from Indonesia. They arrived in Indonesia on March 3, 2022 afternoon and are currently undergoing quarantine according to the health protocols. Details of the Indonesian workers who have been successfully evacuated are 29 women and 1 man. The majority work as spa therapists and come from Bali. The Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency verified that 8 of them had been registered in the agency's system and already have employment social security. Meanwhile, for the other 22, still need to verify the existence of their social security. Regarding work contracts, these Indonesian migrant workers can continue their work in the same place, but must wait until the conflict in the country of placement has ended. The Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency will also facilitate these migrant workers if they want to work in other countries by connecting them with users in other countries of placement. I'll begin today in history with March 6, 1957, when the independence of Ghana occurred. Ghana is known worldwide as the Golden Coast. The Portuguese, who arrived in Ghana in the 15th century, found a lot of gold between the Ancobra and Voltra rivers and named the place Mina, which means mine. British colonizers were tempted by the wealth of the Gold Coast. Ghana's independence was spearheaded by the movement of the Six Figures called by the Big Six in 1947. In an official ceremony attended by two of the country's top brass, Great Britain lost a state protectorate on March 6, 1957. Moving on to March 6, 1961, when the Indonesian Army Strategic and Reserve Command Kostrad was formed. The Indonesian Army Strategic Reserve Command, or commonly abbreviated as Kostrad, is part of the main combat command owned by the Indonesian Army. Kostrad has an undisclosed number of troops and is always ready to operate on the orders of the military commander at any time. The idea for the formation of Kostrad was sparked by Army Chief of Staff General Aha Nasution in 1960 and was triggered by the West Irian problem, which at that time was still a dispute with the Dutch. I'll end today in history with March 6, 1971, when Tempo magazine was first published. Tempo is an Indonesian weekly news magazine that generally covers news and politics and is published by Tempo Intermedia. This magazine is the first magazine that has no affiliation with the government. Tempo was founded by the Gunawan Muhammad and Yusril Jalinus, with the first issue being published on March 6, 1971.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Bruce Lee in Australia. He was listening to English program of our broadcast through frequency 4750 kHz with SINPO 34333 on February 28, 2022. He enjoyed our news and nice music. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So keep listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Enjoy!
Maaf telah sayang padamu. Kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dengannya ku akan, oh.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia continues to strive to move the economy and tourism industry sector after being hit by a pandemic since early 2020. One of the efforts being carried out is the establishment of the Charisma National Event 2022, which is the result of collaboration between the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy and the Ministry of Youth and Sports. It is a forum for gathering quality cultural and sport events from all regions in Indonesia, which aims to stimulate the country's industry as well as to support Indonesia's ambition to become an event destination in Southeast Asia. In a press release from the Ministry of Youth and Sports, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, Wednesday in Jakarta said that in the Charisma National Event 2022, there are around 110 events. Many of them are directly related to the national, regional, and international sports events, including the 2022 Asian Paragames in Solo, Central Java, and the MotoGP in Lombok. Meanwhile, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, who initiated the implementation of the Charisma National Event 2022 Wednesday in Jakarta, said his ministry ensured that it would fully support and collaborate with Ministry of Youth and Sports in carrying out sports events, both national and international levels, including supporting other events. Charisma National Event 2022, or abbreviated in Indonesia, KAN 2022, which was launched Wednesday in Jakarta, is a collaborative strategy of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy with local governments. It is implemented through organizing events with the aim of promoting tourism destination, increasing tourist visit, and providing positive impacts on the national economy, social, and culture. Among others, through sports activities. Meanwhile, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, considered that sport has great potential in increasing Indonesian tourism. Therefore, he will separately support the activities of the Ministry of Youth and Sports through a strategic program built between the two ministries.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Now we will reply to an email from Caleb Abbas in Pakistan. He said that on March 3, 2022, he was facing a problem for about an hour that the VOI website cannot be opened and Facebook also failed to open. Hello sir, thank you so much for your report. We are really sorry because our website was under maintenance on that day. As appreciation, here is a beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan, terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidup. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku berada berani kan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life, kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku, tak cuma hari
listener, the next segment that I will present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In Indonesian Wonder today, I'd like to invite you to Cikondang Waterfall in Cianjur, West Java. If you are the type who enjoys visiting natural attractions, then this place can be one of the highly recommended destination for you. Especially if you are the one who is always busy with activities in the city, this place is very perfect for relieving fatigue and chilling out. The name of the waterfall, Cikondang, comes from the name of the plant that grows around the location. Kondang is another name for the Loa tree. Meanwhile, the word Kondang in Sundanese also means famous. The location of Cikondang Waterfall is only 37 kilometers from this city of Cianjur. It is located in Wangunjaya Champaka, Cianjur Regency, West Java, in the middle of tea plantation. To get to the location of the waterfall, you can use a two-wheeled vehicle, then park it in a residential area. You can continue again on foot until you reach the location of the waterfall. The distance from the location to the parking lot is about 500 meters. The shape of the waterfall or Cikondang Waterfall, which is nicknamed Mini Niagara, looks extraordinary. Its high and wide shape and surrounded by beautiful rice fields and plantation make this waterfall a favorite natural tourist destination in Cianjur. At Curug Kondang, you will find a unique waterfall shape with rocky rocks arranged like stairs, which make the outpouring of water split so that it adds to the sensation and ambience. The crystal clear water flows freely. One of the reasons why Cikondang waterfall is known as the Niagara of Cianjur is because the water discharge is known to be quite heavy. Therefore, visitors are strictly prohibited from swimming near the point where the water falls from the Cikondang waterfall. Many of the visitors enjoy its beauty. More, while taking picture with a beautiful background of waterfalls and green hills that are soothing to the eyes. To enter Curug Cikondang, visitors are charged a ticket at very cheap price plus a parking fee if you bring your own vehicle. This waterfall attraction is open to the public every day from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. The waterfall area is also often used as a place for camping activities. During this pandemic, you can still travel to Cikondang waterfall and of course still apply standard health protocols such as having to wear mask, wash your hands and keep your distance.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Reply to a letter from Toshio Shibata in Japan. He was listening to our English program. Hello sir, thank you for your letter on our broadcast. Even though our broadcast has a weak signal in your country, you still can listen to some segments. Thank you. To answer your question why we use 3.3 to 5 kHz as our frequency, we'll forward your letter to the technical division. Please be patient to wait for the reply. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Happy weekend and enjoy!
Every day a new beginning, head up cause today you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never felt better about this. And ain't nobody tell me nothing, no one can kill my vibe.
Better best, so never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up, everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just really this. Everyone has to know, everyone has to know.
Well, listener, the next segment is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
As an effort to improve the ability of Indonesian farmers in mastering agricultural technology, a team of students from the Institute of Technology 10 November ITS initiated an application called SR Farmer, a Successful Rice Farmer. This application is made to increase food production based on technology. As the head of the students' team, Andri Prasetyo, explained that this idea was designed to help farmers overcome various problems, ranging from the low use of technology by farmers, the difficulty of getting fertilizers, pesticide, to proper farming guidelines. This application also provides 8 main features that can be used by Indonesian farmers, including shopping features, agricultural technology services, logbooks, rice parties, mentors, agricultural export features, farmer discussion rooms, and farmer technical instruction. The features provided have been adapted to the needs of farmers and added a little technology. This application won a gold medal in the 2022 Asian Innovative Science, Environmental and Entrepreneur Fair competition organized by the Indonesian Young Scientists Association some time ago. The logbook feature is made on the problem of mastery of farming by farmers, which is lacking in technology, causing very significant differences in productions and research results. This feature is designed to record the progress of agricultural activities accompanied by farming guidance. With these features, it is hoped that it will be easier for farmers to manage their schedules, especially for new farmers. Meanwhile, the search for mentors and discussion rooms were created due to the low level of their formal education. thus affecting the ability of farmers to absorb new technologies, such as the use of more efficient, technologically advanced agricultural tools.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selalu lebih indah Bisa kau lihat Tak berarti nyata Berjanjilah Kau kan mengerti Pahamilah Arti hidup ini Bahagia Tak perlu kau cari Sudah ada Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai Selalu hargai yang setia di hati Berjanjilah
Untuk kau bersari
sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan untuk kau bersedih. Kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati.
You are listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the next segment, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, we will present you with a song by Marion Jola entitled Overthinking. After almost a year of not releasing her works, Marion Jola finally released a single titled Overthinking in February 2022. Not only singing, Marion Jola also wrote the song Overthinking with Dennis Talakua as music producer. The song Overthinking carries the easy-listening pop dance genre. The lyrics of the song are about two people who love each other and always want to meet. If they don't meet, they will feel restless or overthinking. Marion Jola got the inspiration for the song Overthinking from her friends who are often restless when they away from their boyfriends. Well, listener, here is the song Overthinking by Marion Jola.
Kau takkan
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku? Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dari. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Aku di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semua melewatinya.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves 3325 kHz and also website voinews.id and through RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id, or you can send through to our social media such as Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter @voiindonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.